Thank you, Robin. On to our final set of news stories for this part of today's recording, which begins with a cold case appeal. The sister of a murdered teenager has made a heartfelt pledge to continue the fight to bring her killer to justice more than 30 years on. Natalie Pearman's body was discovered by a lorry driver in a lay-by at Ringland on the outskirts of Norwich in the early hours of November the 20th, 1992. The 16-year-old was last sighted alive in Rouen Road a few hours earlier, working in the red light district of Norwich. 3 decades on, her killer remains at large, despite an ongoing cold case investigation that has seen 4,000 people interviewed and police believing they have a DNA profile. Natalie's younger sister, Georgina Simpson, has now said she still has hope despite the passage of time and the DNA so far finding no match. Norfolk Police's cold case manager, Andy Guy, said, "Natalie's case continues to be a live investigation and information relating to it is regularly received from the public, which is always acted upon. We do hold a DNA profile of the individual whose identity remains unidentified. Anyone who has information regarding Natalie's murder is encouraged to contact the cold case team."
The city's new one-stop shop for all things green and exotic has flung open its doors for business. Belief is the latest addition to the Royal Arcade's growing parade of unique and independent retailers. The brainchild of Peter Wetherill and Claire Bright, it sells rare and interesting flora, such as Syngonanthus, a gold plant from the swamps of Brazil, amongst a range of more common houseplants. Peter said, "It's been a long road to get here, but we're excited to finally be open to get our name out there." The business was born in Harwich in Essex 3 years ago, before the couple and their 5-year-old son George made the move to the fine city after seeing all it had to offer. As well as the traditional easy care indoor plants and geraniums, for the more adventurous customers, we stock unusual and rare plants such as cacti, air purifying and pet friendly plants. It's very simple, really. Bright light, some water, but not too much, and warmth.
A new venture where people can learn how to make beer is due to launch near Norwich after plans for the microbrewery were approved. Equal Brewcurry, a charity that offers training for people with learning disabilities, has been granted permission to create a brewing school at a site near Whittlingham Country Park. The group will operate from a storage container located on land off Whittlingham Lane. David Davis, a member of Equal Brewcurry, told the Broads Authority that their intentions are to teach skills and knowledge that may lead to employment, but also to engage positively with people in our community who may be otherwise overlooked, ignored, or marginalised. The plans were approved this month by planning officers after it received no objections.
Norfolk's largest brewery has unveiled a new Bavarian-inspired beer in time for Oktoberfest. Woodford Brewery's latest lager, Conquest Pilsner, pays homage to the famous beers of Germany, bringing a taste of Germany to Norfolk ahead of the world's largest beer festival. The Wood Baswick-based brewery says the 4.5% Pilsner boasts a light yet invigorating flavour, balanced with a malty sweetness. Conquest Pilsner is the latest addition to Woodford's New World brewing range, which takes inspiration from its American-born head brewer, Aaron Taubman, and his experience creating different styles of beer. He said, "It's really exciting to unveil our new look Conquest Pilsner. The world looks to us here in the UK when it comes to ale, but for lager it really is Bavaria and the Bohemian region which takes the biscuit for making incredible beer." The New World Brewing range was first launched this spring with Hazy IPA and Tropical IPA, both drawing on Mr. Taubman's time in the booming US craft brewing scene of the 1990s. Conquest Pilsner is available on the Woodford's website in 12 times 440 milliliter multipacks, or in the brewery's craft beer discovery pack, with special pint glasses also available for purchase.
A communal bin in a city estate hasn't been cleaned for the last 3 weeks, despite the council spending more than £21,000 on upgrading it. To make matters worse, maggots and flies have started to swarm the uncollected waste found in Gristock Place off Noland Grove. The issue has left people living nearby saying that the previous £21,275.50 upgrade was a waste of money. It comes just weeks after the Evening News reported rubbish strewn all around the city this summer has attracted an influx of rats, leading to some families shunning their local parks. A spokeswoman for Norwich City Council said, "We'd like to apologise for this unsatisfactory situation, and we're urgently investigating the reasons why these bins haven't been emptied. We'd also like to remind residents to report such issues on our site."
A Norfolk father is set to take on an epic 400-kilometre run to support the Norfolk and Norwich Hospitals charity. Jamie Heifer, whose two sons were treated in the neonatal intensive care unit, NICU, at the NNN, has chosen the demanding multi-marathon as his fundraiser. The father of two will be running around the perimeter of Norfolk, aiming to complete 35 kilometres each day between September the 5th and September the 15th. This gruelling journey was inspired by the care of his sons, Oscar and Noah, received on the NICU ward after they were born with breathing difficulties. Mr. Heifer said they both spent the first week of their lives on the NICU ward, and my wife and I experienced firsthand the care with which staff handle every situation. The staff on the ward go above and beyond, not only for the vulnerable children in their care, but for their families too, who are experiencing every parent's worst nightmare. The money raised from my run will fund life-saving equipment, additional training for staff, and even pay for accommodation for parents so they are able to stay close to their baby while they're on the ward. Mr. Heifer said his run will start and end at the Orange Tree in Thornham, where everyone is invited to celebrate the event's conclusion on September the 15th. From 1 p.m.
We have now reached the end of part one. John and Marianne will follow on with part two with more news, another feature, and information desk. So Ruth and I will say goodbye for this week and hope you enjoy the rest of your listening.
Goodbye.